Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 380 of the Big Boo Cast. Don't mind me, I just sound like I'm sitting over here chain smoking. Anyway, on this week's episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about my recent trip to New York. We're going to talk about what went on in the Schenkel household this past weekend, and it is my turn for five favorites. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our next new episode will be a conversation with our friend and fellow author, Emily P. Freeman, about her new book, How to Walk Into a Room. Lots of good stuff in there about when we know a space is not for us anymore and how do we heal and move on, all those kinds of things. And as always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 380. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I'm a little raspier than normal this week, but I don't feel like it's not terrible. It's not the worst that it's ever been, I don't think.
Yeah. No, you don't sound terrible. I feel like as we've talked, you've started sounding better. You know,
Yes. I think so too.
Uh-huh. But you just have a little bit of a lounge singer vibe, which I don't hate. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah.
That'll work out well for my gig at the club tonight.
That's right.
That's right. A little vocal fry will sound nice as I sing the jazz tunes. So
I know. So tell us. I mean, to me, it's understandable because you have had yourself a week. I feel like you've done some things. You've been out amongst the people. You've experienced some life.
I have. David and I went to New York last Wednesday with my sister and her husband, Barry, and we met our nephew, Beck, who's the older of our two nephews. We met Beck in New York because Beck and I have been trying to figure out how to get to a Tedeschi Trucks Band show for like the last 2 years. And finally worked out, that date worked. And so we had tickets for Thursday night. They did three shows at the Beacon Theater in New York, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We went on Thursday night. And so he got there really late on Wednesday because he had flight troubles. But on Wednesday night, Suzanne, Barry, David, and I went to go see The Days of Wine and Roses, which is like a limited, I don't know what the terminology is. It's a musical that's only playing for a limited amount of time, but it's a musical version of the old movie, The Days of Wine and Roses, which is why we went, because my sister loved that movie as a child.
So, oh, I love that.
Well, it's not a happy movie, but mm-hmm. And it's not a happy musical. It's kind of dark and it's sad, but the two main actors in it, Kelly O'Hara and Brian D'Arcy James, were incredible. And it's actually at the old Studio 54 is where that's where you go see it, which was really cool to be in there. It was a completely different look to that space than I thought. But I will tell you that there was a point before the show, we got there early, we got in our seats and we stood up and kind of, because people were coming to sit on our row. And when mm-hmm. I turned around, I stopped for a second and I looked at David and I don't know, did you watch The Good Wife?
I did watch The Good Wife, yes.
So I said, hey, that's Christine Baranski. You know, who's Diane Lockhart? She was like four rows behind us.
And no way.
So then I looked at my sister and I said, that's Christine Baranski. Like I'm telling, you know, anybody who's near, that's Christine Baranski. And so I was like, I want to say something to her. And I looked at my sister and I was like, I just want to say thank you for what you do. Thank you for The Good Wife. Thank you for being Diane Lockhart. Like,
yeah.
And so anyway, as we sat there, I decided not to because she was in deep conversation with the woman next to her. And I thought, you know, they're having a whole talk. But that was super fun to see her. And then,
I was going
to
say, I thought this was going to end like Gerald McRaney at the SEC baseball tournament. I thought that I really thought you were about to tell me that you went and told her thank you. And she was like, I don't, my name is Sarah Jones. I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, no, it was really Christine Baranski. Everybody was in agreement. I mean, but I didn't say anything to her. And then Thursday, I can't even remember what we did. Oh, Thursday, we went down to Chinatown and went to there's this place called Namwa Tea Parlor that David and I love. Beck was still asleep because his flight got in so late. So we went down and we had lunch. And then that night was the Tedeschi Truck Show. Let me tell you something. I have had some memorable music, like live music moments in my lifetime. I don't know that I've ever had one as just special from start to finish as that one. It was unbelievable. The level of musicianship, talent, like just the whole vibe between the band and the audience. It was something else. Like I got teary eyed a couple of times because it was so beautiful. And it's that whole thing, you know how I am about leadership. It was that whole thing of when you lead as an offering, as opposed to a mandate, you know, when you lead from a place of surrender and sacrifice, as opposed to a place of trying to impose power or being domineering. It was gorgeous. And Beck, I thought this was so interesting because Beck's 25. And at the intermission, he said, everybody on that stage has had a turn. Like,
like
Gabe Dixon is the pianist. He was featured, the trombone player, the saxophone player, every background singer, both drummers, like everybody's featured at different points in time. And which to me is the most beautiful example of leadership because leadership doesn't hog the spotlight. And so we had the most kind of like low key profound talk about what leadership looks like sitting there in the Beacon Theater, you know, at intermission of this concert. And it was gorgeous. And I loved it so much. And then on Friday, we went to the 9/11 Museum and Memorial because Beck had never been. We had all been, but I will always go back there.
Yeah.
Because it's so beautiful. So well done, so moving. And so we did that. And Beck hung out with some friends Friday night, a friend of his from Ole Miss who lives there with his wife. And so he went and did that. And we went out to dinner and then we came back on Saturday. But I want to tell you what the other big win of the weekend was, or not really the weekend, but our time there, besides the concert, was the hotel. I have to say something about the hotel experience we had.
Okay. I'm just going to say, you haven't even gotten into the hotel yet, but I think number one, for you to talk about how incredible this musical experience and the hotel, because I feel like you're kind of experts in both of those areas.
Thank you.
So for them to get this level of praise from you, I feel like it's really something.
Well, listen, Tedeschi Trucks, they're all so gifted. So I expected it to be great. I did not expect it to be so moving. It's kind of like when I went to see Ben Rector back in 2017 or 2018, and it just laid me out because I just was so moved that he wasn't afraid to do something beautiful. This was just like, these are people who are mostly our age, you know, who are in this band. And man, just, they didn't say much. It was just the way that they led spoke to me. It was gorgeous. Okay. So the hotel. So this, on this trip, because we were going to a concert at the Beacon, we decided we were going to stay on the Upper West Side, which we've never done before. We've always stayed a little bit more in the thick of things. Mm-hmm. So when I was looking for hotels, I picked a hotel called the Wallace, which is like on, I don't know the street name. It's 76, 77, somewhere in there. Okay. Not super far up, but you know, but a good 25 blocks up from where I stayed last time. So it's a small hotel. It's got, I don't know how many rooms, but it is the loveliest, like the friendliest staff, the most gorgeous lobby and bar area. It feels like a little beacon in the neighborhood as opposed to just a hotel. The room was immaculate. Like it was understated, but it was gorgeous. Like it was maybe my favorite place I've stayed in New York. And there's a big subway station just like not even two full blocks down. So mm-hmm. it, like when we wanted to go down to Chinatown or down to the 9/11 memorial, like there's an express train. So you can get down there on the subway without even stopping, you know, it just zips you right on down.
Oh, nice.
So it was beautiful. I mean, we were all so carried away with it. And Barry, my brother-in-law, said when we got home, he said, I think that was the sweetest hotel staff I have ever encountered. Like, just so kind. And
I love that.
It was delightful.
Are you that one friend in the friend group that loves to treat yourself? Y'all know that I'm that friend. I love to get a pedicure and opt for the extra 10-minute foot massage with the green tea infused lotion. I like to have my coffee out instead of drinking coffee that I make at home. If you like to treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, then why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. With ZocDoc, you've got more options than you even know. ZocDoc is a free app where you can find amazing doctors and book appointments online. These docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. The average wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 48 hours. That's it. Sometimes you can even score same day appointments. When you find the doctor you want, you book them immediately with just a few app taps, no more waiting on hold with the receptionist. I love ZocDoc. It's the best way I've found to find a new doctor. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. ZocDoc.com/BigBoo. Go to ZocDoc.com/BigBoo, download the ZocDoc app for free, and then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
Like, it's not, yeah. If you're going and you want to see 16 shows, like, it might get old trying to get from there, you know, down to Times Square or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for the kind of trip we had, it was the most relaxing home base. It was just delightful. So I just want to say, so highly recommend. And then the other thing was, I didn't even realize this, if you book direct on their site, I only know this because it just happened to me yesterday, their rewards program that they have, I guess it's a network like of boutique hotels.
Yeah.
You can either get cash back after your stay, or they'll triple it and put it toward your future stay. So anyway, so it was like the next day I get this email that's like, you can either take your cash back, you can donate it to a cause, or you can triple it and apply it to your next stay, which is just way nicer to me than having to deal with points, because the points thing I don't ever really understand. So
yeah, okay.
I don't know. I just thought it was great. I want to stay there again. I really, really loved it. We went down to the bar area, I think every night we were there. And and they have couches and just all kinds of little areas to hang out. And then Friday night, they had a little live jazz combo down there. It was glorious. It was glorious.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I love that. What a great weekend.
It really was. It was so fun. It was so easy. And it was great to spend time with Beck in a different place, you know, and in that way. And, you know, the combination of good music and a good leadership lesson. And despite the fact that there was a lot of weed at that event,
yeah.
I mean, there was so much. I didn't know people our age could really tend to the weed the way that they were. But it was just a great experience start to finish. So loved it.
Well, I could not love that more. Mm-hmm. I could not love that more. I'm going to tell you that while you were living your best life in New York, what I was doing was finishing book edits. So we had a very different experience.
Yes, we did. Now, I have started book edits since I've been home. Those were waiting for me when I got back from New York, but I feel like I have a ways to go before I can call them finished, as you can.
Yes. Well, I don't know that I'm finished. This was the first round.
Sure.
So, you know, so did that. It was fine. It's all fine. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
but,
great.
But my brain, oh my gosh, like I felt like my brain was like going to, I don't know, explode. And then when you add it to the fact that apparently I've decided to quit sleeping at night, I know, listen, I don't mean to be a downer after whatever, but I'm just saying it was just a lot. It was a lot, but I got them turned in. So that was a big relief. Did that on Friday. We went out to dinner with some friends on Friday. So that was super fun, going out to dinner with friends. And then on Saturday, I was like, I need to clean my house.
Okay.
Like that was, because we'd had a housekeeper and then she has left because she's doing some other stuff now. And I'm like, there's no reason why I can't clean my own house.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like we only live in part of it. It's not that big.
I have the same,
you know,
with myself sometimes. I know. We use three rooms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this shouldn't be that hard. But I'm telling you, oh my gosh, it was like, by the time I cleaned it, I was like, I've got to find a housekeeper. Like,
I can't. I know. You're on Facebook. Does anybody have the number of a reliable housekeeper?
Mm-hmm. Please, because I am not good at this. And I think our vacuum broke. I think broke our vacuum in the middle of it. And you know, you just don't, when you're cleaning the house yourself, I just don't feel like I get it as clean.
No. It's just, you know, like a meal you cook is not as good as a meal that somebody else cooks.
Yes.
A house you clean does not feel as much of like a reset as a house that someone has cleaned for you, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. So anyway, but I did that. And, you know, I was exhausted after is what I'm going to tell you. I was just exhausted.
Well, and you had probably gotten up at the crack of dawn to clean.
Oh, my guess. You know. Uh-huh. Listen, this morning, my friend Hike texted me about 9:15 this morning. And I texted him right back. And he was like, why are you up so early? And I was like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
This is who I am. And I was like, because I was so tired that I went to bed at 10:30 last night. And so... turns out when you go to bed at 10:30, you wake up at 9 and you feel refreshed because that's 11 hours of sleep.
That's right. Which is about what I average. That's about what I clock every night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. Perry did tell me yesterday, he said, you really value sleep more than anybody I know. And I was like, yeah, it's important, Perry. It's important.
I don't know.
Shame me for it.
I feel like I run a pretty close race with you as far as that goes. I start every afternoon about 4. I start looking mm-hmm. forward to sleep. I start anticipating when I can get in the bed. It's where I am. It's where I am.
Yeah. No, I get it. I respect it. Mm-hmm. So, and he asked me something yesterday. Okay. So I did not, for whatever reason, I finally did really sleep last night because I think my body just said, you know what? We can't do this anymore. We're going to sleep. I also took 2 melatonin. So
that'll
I think
do it.
That helped. But it was yesterday we'd gotten up and gone to church. I was so tired because I hadn't slept. Like I was like that little kid tired where I felt like I could just sit down and cry because I was so tired, you know? But I was like, I'm going to power through. And in the midst of that, Perry starts looking for something. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, hey, do you have a file folder for like Caroline's car, like all of her car maintenance?
I'm sorry. Has he met you?
I was like, we've been married for 27 years. Like we've been together for 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't have a file folder for anything. I don't have nothing. Like, I was like, best I can do is like, sometimes something will get a special folder in my email, you know, where it'll just say tax stuff is what it says.
Or, I have a tax stuff folder too in my email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big Boo Live stuff,
yeah.
Whatever. But like, that's about as file folder-ish as I get. So anyway, he about sent me over the edge when he asked. I was like, well, who do you think you're talking to that I have a file folder for maintenance on Caroline's car?
Listen. I mean, he got away from himself in that moment. He really did.
He forgot.
He confused you with someone else. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He really did. So, but that's kind of all that's gone on around here. I wish I had more exciting things to say. I've been following Aggie baseball, which I'm so excited about.
Well, y'all are killing it. Y'all are really doing well. Listen, we were so happy that state swept. I believe the team was called Mount St. Mary. I don't know. Win's a win is what I'm going to tell you. Win's a win.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just, it's fun to know that there are games. It's fun to have that to look forward to. I'm a big fan of that.
Y'all know one of the things I always say is that you only get one face, and I believe that, but I also think it's so important to take care of all of your skin. A consistent body care routine doesn't just promote healthy, glowing skin, it boosts our mental health when your skin looks better, and we're at the time of year where we're gonna start wearing short sleeves and shorts and all of those things. So give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven seaweed-infused skincare that provides results you can see and confidence you can feel. And right now you can get 10% off your first order with our code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. Two of my favorites are the Undaria Algae Body Oil. It's rich, but it's not greasy. It is clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. To me, it visibly firms. It makes my skin feel more sculpted and toned, and it gives it just the nicest little shine. It leaves my skin so silky soft and glowing. I also love the Anti-Aging Body Balm. It is a silky lotion-infused serum hybrid. It melts into your skin. It leaves you glowing. It visibly smooths. It firms. I love both of these products. They smell so good. They are the perfect thing as the weather starts to heat up. You can glow from the inside out with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code BIGBOO at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code BIGBOO for 10% off.
I did have to dig in a little bit yesterday in terms of starting to ramp up and get myself organized about, I've got book edits coming. I've got some travel coming up. We've got the live show here in Birmingham, which, by the way, we have t-shirts for the live show in Birmingham that will go on sale Wednesday. So yes. By the time you listen to this, we'll put the link in the show notes. If you would like a t-shirt, whether you're going to be able to be with us in here in Birmingham or not, you can certainly get one of the cute t-shirts with the design that our friend Lindsay did and our friend Blake put the shirts together and got that all ready for us. So those will go on sale on Wednesday. But when you said you were so tired that you could have cried, I'm going to tell you what happened to me Friday. And this was in the middle of a delightful day or after a delightful day in New York. But so I'd gone to the concert Thursday night, had all kinds of feelings. And, you know, it takes me a minute with that. Like I get overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. Then on Friday, our live show tickets for Dallas went on sale and they sold out really quickly, which just stunned me. I don't say it just stunned me. Like I couldn't even, I had a hard time even like putting the words together to tell David, because for Birmingham, I'm like, well, I live here in College Station. I'm like, oh, well, that's Melanie has so many people there. But like for Dallas, it felt different. And I was stunned, but I couldn't, of course, articulate really how I felt, except just to say, I feel stunned. As all that's kind of, you know, we're trying to figure out about the Friday show and all that kind of stuff. By the time Friday night rolled around, it was like I had a surplus of feelings and I didn't know what to do with them. And I went to bed thinking I've got a bunch of feelings piled up. Anyway, David and I went to this breakfast place early Saturday morning. Neither one of us slept well Friday night. And I just sat at the table and just cried. I just not really about anything in particular. I just sat at the table and just cried. Yep. I still don't even know if I could tell you exactly why, but I had felt a lot of things in a short period of time and it had to come out. So
yeah, it's overwhelming.
I won't cry again probably for 6 months, but I'm just not much of a crier, but man, it kind of took me the whole trip home too, to kind of feel like I reset. I don't know what to do with that. So
yeah, no, I know it's a lot of feelings. And that's what I told Perry yesterday. I just have a lot of feelings, but I also think I'm just tired. And I also think I'm going through menopause. And so it's just a lot. It's just a lot happening.
Well, there was a point at breakfast Saturday morning when David said, is this one of those things where you want me to offer you some feedback? Or is this one of those things where you just want me to listen? And I said, just want you to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, got it.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. It's so good. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Listen, this is where we are. So, okay. So the other discovery that I have made over the course of the weekend, something has happened where food is dumb to me.
well, tell me like, more.
I can't.
I'm so curious about this. Are you tired of thinking about it and what it should be?
Yes, I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of thinking about what we're going to eat. I'm tired of planning. I'm tired of, and like Saturday, I had cleaned the whole house. Mm-hmm. I was exhausted. I'd cleaned the whole house. And we get to Saturday night and Perry's like, what do you want to do about dinner? And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I just want food to appear. I just want something delicious. I don't know what it is. I want it to appear.
Yes.
And so we finally, we kind of went through all our normal options because we'd had Mexican food the night before and we didn't want hamburgers. And we were like, what are we going to get? We didn't want to go anywhere. And so we finally ordered in from this place. I was like, oh, they've got flatbreads. And like, let's do that. And Perry was like, oh yeah. And they've got this shrimp po' boy thing. I'll order that. Well, the shrimp po' boy, it was not a shrimp po' boy. It was more like a shrimp salad on a roll. So what Perry got was a cold sandwich.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's not really a sandwich for dinner person anyway.
But neither then the is fact David. That it was,
the fact that it was a cold sandwich.
Yeah.
And then the flatbreads kind of, and normally like this is, I'm not even going to say the name because it's a place where normally if you go in person, the food is really good.
Okay.
I think it just didn't travel as well.
Yeah.
But like the flatbreads, I opened them up and they were just in this cardboard kind of pizza box. And it was just this strip of, I was like, this just looks like something I could have like gotten at Trader Joe's and put in the oven. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we just paid a lot of money to have this real mediocre meal delivered to our door.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm tired of thinking about food. And like, I never know what sounds good anymore. And like, Perry's even, he's fishing today. And he was like, do you want me to bring fish home? And I was like, I mean, maybe. I think I still like fish if you cook it.
Yeah.
But I know I don't want restaurant fish. I just am in a real weird place with food right now, which is so strange to me.
Part of me wonders if this is not hormonal because I'm not dissimilar. I feel like any cravings I've ever had have sort of gone by the wayside. I do still crave texture. Like I can know, like I want something crunchy.
Yeah.
Or I want soup. But,
yes.
But that's about it. When we got home, it was later than we expected Saturday night because our flight delays, all that. But Alex had been here with Hazel while we were gone, and then he left Saturday morning to go on spring break with his buddies. So Hazel had been by herself a while. So when we landed in Birmingham, I said, I'm going to go get our car, go home to Hazel. David stayed with Suzanne and Barry to help get bags, and then they brought him home. So I got home about 20 minutes before he did. And so anyway, but when I was leaving the airport, he was like, do you want anything for dinner? And I what I said was, I'll eat some Cheez-Its. Like, yes. I don't want to think about it. And I still have had some residual, I think, from cooking the food for all the boys, which I love.
Yes.
But I still can summon the whole.
The smell of the roast.
The sensations of the roast.
Yes.
I did a shipped order yesterday afternoon, and this is honest to goodness, this is what I got for our sustenance for the week. I got some deli lemon pepper chicken sliced really thin.
Yeah.
I got a loaf of bread. I got some skim milk for David's coffee. I got some jimmy bean spinach wraps because David has eaten one of those every day since the pandemic.
And oh, okay.
No signs of stopping. That's just like, that's his easy breakfast / lunch thing. And I got some cheddar and sour cream potato chips and some Crystal Light. And somehow from that, I got some blueberries. So somehow there you have it. That's what we're working with this week. I like looked at the shipped app, all that food, and I was like, it's a shame there's not something here to fix.
Yeah, no, I know. And I don't know what to fix. Like, I'm like, what did I used to cook? Like, what did I used to cook?
Oh, we used to cook a lot. I mean, I thought about that this morning. I used to cook every day and I cooked big meals.
Yeah.
And I had like huge grocery runs. And it really is. It's like it's taken a couple of years, but it's sort of like we're over it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never expected it. I would have thought that this would have been the time when I would have loved getting in the kitchen and like having time to try new things. I'm not that interested. I love to cook for family. I love for Suzanne and Barry to come over for dinner or other friends to come over for dinner. I'm fine with cooking for other people. I just hate trying to come up with something for the two of us. Oh, I also yesterday, you'll appreciate, I got a Stouffer's frozen lasagna and a frozen pizza because I thought one night we can have Italian. I don't know.
Y'all, if there is anything that I've added to my life in the last year that I really love and know I'm going to stick with, it's AG1. Y'all know that I've been drinking it for a while now, and I think it has made the biggest difference. Here's what I love. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple, and that's why I love AG1. I was counting out 75 different supplements every day. I was having to sort them and figure out what I needed to take when, but AG1 is just one scoop. You mix it in water. I've started adding a little bit of pineapple juice once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized. It makes me feel clear and ready to start my day. I can tell that my skin looks better. I have more energy. My digestive system is good. And I feel like my immunity has been so much better. AG1 covers all your bases with high quality ingredients like pre and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food source nutrients. I know if I drink it daily that I am going to feel better, and that's why I do it. If there is one product that I had to recommend to elevate your health, I'm telling y'all, it's AG1, and that's why we partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out. And it's just like, and every time Perry's like, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I'm like, oh God, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do for dinner. I want good food to appear that I don't have to cook. Like, yeah. I don't know what that is, but I'm not interested in. And then when I cook, I'm like, nothing really sounds good to me.
Right.
So it just leaves me in it. And then I'm like, what do I want to eat? And I'm like, I don't know, a Kind bar. I mean, like, it's just.
Yes. Listen, I took some Kind bars with me to New York because I thought, push comes to shove, that's fine. I mean,
yeah,
I know.
It's a whole thing. And I'm like, but Perry doesn't go for my, well, let's just have some Greek yogurt with some berries and granola.
I know. Well, you know, cold food makes David angry.
Yeah, like, that's
it really does. Like a cold sandwich. Cold yogurt, cereal, like he does not consider cold food a meal. So.
No, same. That's the weirdest
journey. It's not my journey.
No.
That's his journey.
That was Perry eating that sandwich. He was like, I'm not going to complain about it. He said, because it tastes good. He goes, but it's a cold sandwich. Mm-hmm. And then last night, same deal. He was like, what do you want to do about dinner? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, I don't really care. He said, I just need something that's not cold.
Yes.
He's like, I need something that's not cold. And I was like, okay, we can do that. So we ordered in Mexican food last night, which is what we tend to, I mean, that's kind of our go-to.
An exciting development on the TV front that I was kind of that snuck up on me, and I experienced this on our flight home, but the new season of Somebody Feed Phil is out on Netflix, and I will just say there's something about new episodes of that show. It makes me want to travel nonstop. But it just renews my faith in humanity every time. And so if anybody was unaware, just know on Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil. I think it's season 7. Phil's knocking them out.
Phil's been around.
Yeah.
He's been around.
So anyway, I was so happy to see that and to get to just kind of soak up he's just kind, and he's kind to people. And people are kind to him. And I love all the kindness. It makes me really happy. So that was a super fun thing. And then the other exciting media development that came my way, I started reading a book last night. I'm not going to say the name of it yet, but it's been a while. I've been a slow reader this year. I just haven't really.
Too.
But I think last night I found a book that I'm going to look forward to getting back into. I did read a really good book last week, but a whole different genre, and we're going to talk about that on Patreon. But I started reading a fiction book last night where I was like, okay, I think I can get on board with this, and that felt like sort of a fresh start in the midst of having a little trouble getting into reading this year. And I also finished an audiobook on my way to New York. So who says we don't do new things, you know?
No, look at you. Look at you. I know. Somebody asked me, I went to lunch with a friend this week and she was like, do you ever do audiobooks? And I was like, I don't ever do audiobooks. Like, I don't know why, because she was like, it's so great because you can get other stuff done while you're, and I was like, yes, it makes sense.
Yes,
you know?
That is true, because my friend Nicole, I've mentioned this, I think, gave me a couple of audiobook credits. Well, it's one of my 5 favorites, how you can support an independent bookstore through Libro FM. Mm-hmm. And so I listened to a book that was recommended at the book event I went to a few weeks ago at Little Professor. And I was like, oh, I can listen to it while I fold clothes. I can listen to the book while I chop things. And so apparently that's one reason why they're so popular. Who knew?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's a good way to do it. So I had thought about that. I started reading on Friday night. I'd ordered a while back. It's a book called Eternal. It's by Lisa Scottoline, I think is her name.
Yeah.
And it's about World War II. It's okay. I'm just going to say, but it's in Italy. So it's a pivot from my normal World War II book. Because it takes place in Italy.
Because it's not in Germany. Right.
It's not in Germany. Mm-hmm. It's not in France. It's not in Germany. This time we're in Italy. So I started that because I just have not been able to find a show that I love. Gully keeps telling me to hang on with Suits. She was like, you need to just watch Suits. And I would. But the thing is I can't do 8 years of 22 episodes.
That's a commitment.
Mm-hmm. That's way too much. I need like an 8-episode arc start to finish is what I need. I did finally finish Gilded Age, though. Season 2 of Gilded Age.
See, Christine Baranski. There we are again.
That's right. Full circle.
So Kelly O'Hara, who's in Days of Wine and Roses, is also in Gilded Age. So I constructed this whole narrative in my head where I was like, she's here to support her Gilded Age castmate. I don't know. Kelly O'Hara may not have even known she was there. But in my head, that was what was happening. So,
well, for sure. I mean, you got to go with that it's friends supporting friends.
Yes. And also this week, I think I have a goal that you'll appreciate, which is I've decided, and it's like, it almost feels like an urge that just hit me out of nowhere. I'm about to clean out my closet.
Okay. All right. Well,
for the spring clean out. It is time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's funny because I started this yesterday and when I got home from church, I was like, I'm not going to take a nap. So hopefully I'll sleep. So I did put up most of my sweaters because I feel like for the most part, winter is pretty much done here.
Okay.
And then I got down some spring clothes. I did have a bag of stuff that I'm giving away, just some sweaters that are too pilled or just, you know, they've served their purpose. Mm-hmm. So, I did do that. I probably could do more, but I just kind of ran out of time. I'm going to tell you what I need to do is dig into my bathroom cabinets and my beauty products. It's a little out of control.
Okay. I understand this as well. I bought maybe 2 months ago from the TikTok shop. I bought some organizers, some clear bins to help organize all that. I just have not yet taken them out of the box. So as it turns out, if you leave them in the box, they don't actually help you. But again, it's a goal. But something about doing a good closet clean out, being able to look back and go, have I worn this in a year? If not, it's out.
Yeah.
That feels like the kind of progress I need in my life right now. And it stands to reason because I've gotten book edits back. So why wouldn't I clean out my closet when I have book edits? So that's how that cycle goes. Either because I'm trying to finish a book, I need to clean up my closet, or I have edits to do, I need to clean out my closet. It's really as sure as the sun.
Yeah, that's exactly. And that's where I had been living because I'd been working on book edits and I was like, I've got to get to my closet. Like I had...
You don't even know. You don't even know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. No, it is pressing. But then I turned in the book edits and I was like, oh, now I actually do have time to get into the closet. So I could probably do more. I need to figure out something with my shoes. I don't have a great shoe organization. I don't really have room to do a whole shoe situation.
I don't either.
And so I moved a lot of stuff into Caroline's closet because I was like, well, I mean, it doesn't feel like she's using it. You know what I mean? So, but I've got a situation there. I would love to have like some sort of California closets come and organize the whole thing. Ideally, I'd like to just move Perry completely out of our closet.
I would love to move David completely out of our closet. And listen, he cleaned his out like 2 weeks ago. He's down to about 11 shirts. I don't know why I can't, but I've just, I don't want him to read more into it than he should.
Yes. You know?
But I could do a lot with that side. I could do a lot with that side.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And I'm like, and you don't, same. Perry's got 12 shirts. What does he need with all this space? Yes. You know what I mean? That could be a whole wall that I could turn into shoe storage.
Yes.
And he could go move his 11 shirts into another closet somewhere. One thing y'all have heard me talk about in this episode is how I'm so tired of food and trying to figure out what to eat and cooking. And I'm going to tell you that eating better has been easier with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. this is what I need for dinner options. You have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. There's more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. Get started today and get after your goals. You will love their 2-minute meals. You can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. It's so much easier. It's flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. And if you sign up, you save. We've done the math. Well, we haven't really done the math, but I will tell you that Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Head to factormeals.com/bigboo50 and use code bigboo50 to get 50% off. That's code bigboo50 at factormeals.com/bigboo50 to get 50% off.
Now, you know, I have, you know, my fuzzy shoes, my slip-ons that I have so loved this fall and winter, that not a budget item, but they were a pure indulgence. But I'm going to tell you, I've gotten every nickel's worth out of them. I've loved them so much. Well, Maggie, my friend at Gessmeyer, texted me while I was in New York, and she was like, hey, I got something in.
Oh.
And it's like the spring version of that shoe.
Oh, okay.
I'm headed that way after we record today. Just, you know, I'm just going to take a look. I'm just going to see, just see what I think.
You need to see them.
Just
you
say, can't. They're so expensive. But I will say, if I wear the spring version as much as I have worn the winter version, it's okay. It's okay. It's just a little treat for myself. And I'm just going to see. So.
Well, and they're shoes. And with the amount of time that you wear them, it's pennies per wear.
100%.
Like, you would absolutely, if somebody said every day you wear these shoes, you spend a nickel, you would be like, or a dollar for that matter.
It's a no-brainer. No-brainer at that point. Mm-hmm. But they're so comfortable. And so I've been aware of the last couple of times I've had on my fuzzy ones, I'm like, this is coming to a close. Fuzzy shoes are coming to a close. And so anyway, so I have to see.
I would be disappointed if you didn't. Thank you. I would be disappointed if you didn't. I feel like you owe it to yourself. I feel like you owe it to your circulatory system.
They're so comfortable. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is where we are. We're in our 50s. If we're not going to sleep at night, we at least deserve good shoes. That's it.
I know. So I appreciate your encouragement. Thank you.
Okay. Well, so on that note, is it time for 5 favorites?
Time for 5 favorites once again. And this first thing completely ties into what you were saying about your beauty products, because I had a situation on my bathroom counter. I had put a lot of my stuff in a basket, and a basket is always sort of, it's a fool's errand for me. It works for a little bit, and then it all stacks up. So I've been seeing this little spinny organizer on TikTok, but I didn't like the color of it for my bathroom. Okay. And it felt a little strangely art deco for my bathroom. So I found a different version on Amazon, and it's plastic. It's nothing fancy. It's just a 2-tier clear Lazy Susan. It's less than $20. It has changed my life a little bit, because I just put it on the side of my sink, and I put all my taller things up top, you know, like just the stuff that I use all the time that it's inconvenient a little bit to keep in drawers. And then on the bottom, I put all my skincare stuff that I use all the time, again, that it's just not as convenient to keep in drawers. And I have loved it. But the main reason why is because every time I walk in the bathroom, it makes me feel super organized. And as you know, I am anything but super organized. So it just makes me feel like all my stuff is in one place. I like that it's not precious. I don't have plans to knock it off the counter and to crack it. But if I do, it's less than $20. I can replace it. So
nice.
And you could also put this under a counter, but I got the 12-inch because I felt like would not waste the space, and I have not wasted the space. I really like it. And I like that it's clear, and it doesn't, it's just, it's sort of a non-starter in terms of the decorative aspect. And I appreciate that. So that's the first thing.
Okay. It feels like I'm going to need to order this.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing, I saw this shirt in the store in Anthropology, mm-hmm. and I had a moment. I was like, oh, this is, it reminds me a little bit of something I would have worn when I was in college. I kind of, oh. I had a little bit of a clothing memory associated with mm-hmm. it. But anyway, so I got it. And I'm going to tell you, I think it's the cutest thing. It's a half button tunic denim shirt. And it's just, now I will say on the website, the model is wearing it with some lace biker shorts. That will not be my...
is that not going to be your look?
That's not really where I'm headed with it. No. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But I think it'll be so cute with some long white flares. It'll be so cute. Even with just some cute, like, you know, army green shorts or whatever. But it's comfortable. It's loose. It's not super heavy. It's just, I don't know. I love it. And right now it's on sale. So, I mean, just, you know, I don't know. It may not be everybody's cup of tea, but as it turns out, it's mine. So I will say,
I think it's real cute.
It runs a little large. I just like I got the denim shirt that you mentioned last week from Gap and I love it. I will wear it all the time. This is a different feel, different shade, different style, but super fun. And so anyway, it made me happy when I got it. And so I thought I would pass it along.
Love that.
This next item is very much connected to my situation with the roast, because in addition to the fact that I felt like my house smelled like roast, I felt like my refrigerator smelled like roast. Mm-hmm. And Lucky Peacock actually linked to this at some point, but it's a refrigerator deodorizer. Listen, y'all, I don't know the science of this thing.
Yes. I just ordered this.
You did?
I just got this. Yes, I just got this.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and you put it in your refrigerator, and for 10 years, it's supposed to absorb smells. For 10 years. And I thought, that feels like hope to me. Like that, that feels, I don't have to swap out like baking soda. I just put this little stainless steel thing in here. And it soaks up the odors inside your refrigerator. And that's a little bit of a thing with me. You know, like when you have stuff for salad or whatever in your refrigerator and you open your refrigerator door and you're like, ooh, salad stuff. Like, I just appreciate something that can neutralize all of that.
Yeah, 100%.
And you just stick it back in the corner. And and for 10 years. So
That's impressive.
How could we not? Like,
no, why would you not?
Why would you not? So that's my third thing. My fourth thing, my sister introduced me to a couple of weeks ago. I went over to her house one morning when my cousin Paige was here and fixed myself a cup of coffee. And she had these sitting beside the coffee pot. And I was like, oh, what is this? And she was like, oh, they're delicious. Okay. They're called Nani's Biscotti. I didn't even know I like biscotti. I was not aware.
Yeah.
But these little things, oh my word. I got the lemon. She had the lemon that day. And then I've also got the double chocolate. But they're just these little biscottis. And so like, if you like an afternoon cup of coffee or even in the morning when you have your cup of coffee and you dunk it in there, it's so good. Oh, they're so good. And I've gotten them at Publix. You can order them, I think, from Walmart. You seem to look in your grocery store, but they're so good. And it's just a little pack. I think they're 8 in there. And listen, that'll last us a little while between the two of us, but they're delicious. So anyway,
they have a dark chocolate. They have an almond dark chocolate.
Yes. I have the double chocolate, I think is what, maybe I have the dark chocolate. I don't know, but it's tasty. I'll tell you that, whatever you have.
Okay. All right.
And then the last thing, I had these on my 5 favorites last year, but the colors are all different this year. So I wanted to make sure to mention them. They're from Old Navy. They're these high-waisted chino shorts. They have a 5-inch inseam. Listen, we're heading into short season. You know I'm a big believer. Everybody needs to wear their shorts. It gets hot. You need to wear your shorts. Your legs look fantastic.
Yeah.
What I love about these in particular is that 5-inch inseam. These don't look like Bermudas. They look like a short. You can cuff them or roll them if you want them a little shorter, but you can sit down in them with some confidence. You can sit down in them and feel good about things. And so they have all new colors this year. I ordered myself the Cliff Top And I think I ordered the silver gray. I already had them in an army green and a black. And I wore the fire out of them last year. And so I would wear like that denim tunic. I would wear that with these and just feel, and a pair of sandals, and just feel like I was dressed to the nines. So,
They're super cute.
Yeah. They're on sale for $18. The pockets are a little different this year in the front and the back. Good for them, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're comfortable and they run pretty true size. Maybe even a little big. So,
Okay. All right.
Excellent. I loved them last year and I was so excited to see that they restocked them for this year. So, there you have it.
Listen, those are great favorites. Thank you. I feel like your voice has gotten better as we've talked.
Just the enthusiasm, you know, it's just, it's just the endorphins of getting able to share things that I love has really, it's pushed me through.
Yeah. I think this is great. Well, we appreciate your service. We appreciate you powering through.
Thank you.
Listen, we wish you all the best as you continue to recover from your weed, your secondhand weed
trauma. I don't know what got a hold of me, but I have that annoying, like, it's not like a full chest cough. It's just, I think really it's just drainage because I have the weakest cough associated with this. It's pitiful. So it's not like a real sickness. It's just probably a seasonal allergy deal. And man,
wow,
tired of it.
Well, we hope that you continue to get better.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will. Y'all don't forget, we're going to have t-shirts on sale. So be looking for that. As of this moment, there are still some tickets available for the Friday Night Dallas show. So
I'll tell you the number, right? As of this moment, there are 60 left.
Okay. All right. 60 left, y'all. So just know that if you want to get tickets for the show. And other than that, we just hope y'all have a great rest of the week.
Yes, we do. Have a great rest of the week. And we will talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.